Saturday at 8, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Taking a break from open line here for a bit. It's time for Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals joining us this morning. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing?
Well, good morning, and it's nice to visit with you. We haven't been able to make our schedules work, I guess. And now I understand you're leaving our fine community and going back to Oklahoma, so I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm got in a position down there with News on 6. But it's good to talk to you again, though. Hopefully you'll be on next week because that will be my last day. I've definitely enjoyed my time here in Coffeyville. It's a great community, lots of great people, and I have no bad words to say about it.
Great. And, you know, like you're young and sounds like you've got things in your life happening, so we're happy for you. But you've made this a very easy conversation for me to have on a weekly, and Brad and I both have spoken about this. It's just you're very easy to talk to, and you people seem to enjoy the animal shelter report. So
Absolutely.
Whoever comes in, you better tell them they better be nice to us.
Exactly. All right. Well, Becky, again, we love the animal report every week because we want people to know that you guys have some great animals out there at the shelter, always looking for their forever home. And before we get to that, though, before we get to the stars, do we have any adoption stories this week?
Well, we have a couple, but they're not brand new, but I think it's happened maybe since you and I have done open line together. We had a beautiful black cat that was adopted by a family, and they came in, and she's an older cat, too. It wasn't like a kitten. And then we had a cute little puppy that was adopted by a family. They came in during the week of spring break and looked around, and it was a couple of boys and mom and dad, and they did a really good job of just touring the whole shelter and really looking at the animals. They looked at young puppies. They looked at the older dogs. And Bonnie decided on one of the puppies. But they went home, and they talked about it. It was just, it's one of those good situations. And then they came back, and they had decided that they did want to take one of the young pups. And it was the male in the litter. He's a big boy, and I guess they named him Texas. So he will fit that description because he's going to be a big boy. So that was a fun adoption. That kind of happened when I was out there. But other than that, I don't know that we have any other adoptions. Sometimes the weather affects us, I think, and just time of year. But it'll happen. And we did have a couple of puppies come in yesterday, and they were covered with ticks. So I will warn people that it's that time that they need to be really, you know, very diligent about taking care of that flea and tick treatment monthly, because they're out there, and it's very hard on these. These poor little guys had them in their ears, and we had one of our employees and one of the volunteers had them in the big tub and giving them a good bath. So I'm sure they're going to be fine. But to all of us pet owners, let's remember we've got to take care of that. And that's, you know, that's a bad thing, but a good thing for the puppies to be there. So, again, see, we're going to have some more puppies to talk about. Kittens, we've got some kittens, but they're not quite ready to be entered on the list, but it's ever-changing. And also, I want to remind people, we have changed our telephone number, and I think it's working. I think it's a good thing. Brad seems to be real happy with the situation. The phone number that we had was kind of like your phone. It just, you know, it worked when it wanted.
Right.
And people get pretty agitated about that, and I don't blame them. So I'm going to tell you the number now. I'll tell it later and kind of help people remember that the number has changed. The number is 620-309-4155. That was 620-309-4155. So you can call this number or text it. And then on our Facebook, we have a new website link that goes to Pet Finder. You go to CFA on Facebook, and then you click on Pet Finder. There's a list of all the available dogs and cats. So that's another way we feel like we may be reaching out, that we're trying to keep up with the times, trying to keep up with the animals. It's an impossible task to keep those Facebook pictures current. And it's a good thing because that means that they've been reclaimed or they've been adopted or maybe rescues picked them up. So, and then we also know that Paul does a good job of bringing in lost pets and keeping them off the streets so no harm comes to them. So,
absolutely.
I will, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I want to remind people, again, and I see it a lot, you know, we put the dog out, he didn't come home, put the cat out, didn't come home. Always check with the shelter, and better yet, come out to the shelter and look through the sometimes descriptions of your animal is not what we're seeing, and even after a week or so, don't forget 2 weeks. Don't forget to come back out, because sometimes good-hearted people will pick up these animals, and then, you know, they get displaced, and then all of a sudden, it's, oh, well, maybe we can't deal with this animal, and they bring them back to the shelter, or bring them to the shelter. So always keep us in mind that we're there to get these animals back home.
Absolutely. Yeah, my, you know, you're talking about the ticks. Yeah, that, mm-hmm. It is that time of year. My girlfriend, I've told you, you know, she has a boxer and a lab pit mix, and she mm-hmm. has medicine for them that's delivered to her place every month, 4 fleas and mm-hmm. 6, just to because she likes to let them run outside, obviously. Those are two very active dogs, by the way. especially boxer breeds. They say boxer breeds are like puppies their entire lifetime.
Yeah, I think that's true.
those two love to play outside quite a bit. She gets stuff delivered to her place like every month to apply that so that they don't get ticks and fleas on them. And I feel so bad for those two little dogs having all those ticks, because that's not fun for them. It hurts.
It hurts, and you know, we know what ticks do when they attach themselves, and so that cannot be good to be losing that kind of blood or mm-hmm. you know, the diseases that ticks can carry. So no, it's a serious thing. It's also very good for them not to have the little critters running around, or if it, like my dogs are in and out, and you certainly don't want to bring them into you, because that's what does happen with ticks. They can get onto you, and then fleas, and it's just good parenting to make sure you do it. And she's right to do it every month. I do too. Every month, it's something that we do 12 months out of the year. And you can go out in the woods in the wintertime and kick up leaves, and you can get see ticks. I mean, they're just here with us, and it's where we live, so. We just need to take care of them.
Absolutely. No, she does a great job. When those dogs are so happy. So,
Sounds like you're pretty crazy about them, too. Oh, even though you are the cat man, we understand.
No, I love dogs. I mean, you know, I've told you before, when I was a kid, we had a beagle, and that was my favorite dog of all time. He was so sweet. He unfortunately got hit by a car when I was like, I was like 10 years old, and it just crushed my world.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so, because you know, with him being a beagle, they usually don't have the usual bark that you're expecting. It was just, but he was still the sweetest dog ever. So
they're good. You know, we get them out at the shelter once in a while, but they don't last.
Yeah, they're popular.
They
are good dogs.
I love boxers when they're out at the shelter.
Oh,
and
my
they don't
goodness.
Last because people know they're good.
They're very active. They're very, and what I've noticed is they're very loving dogs. They will just sit on you and want you to pet them, but they care about you. They kind of attach themselves to you. They kind of see you as the leader of the pack, and they're wanting to make sure that you're happy.
Yeah, very very loyal. Mm-hmm. When I lived in town, I had a neighbor that always had a boxer, sometimes two, and they didn't make a lot of noise, but if they did bark, I looked, because as you said, they are not barkers by accident. There's a reason when they bark. So I was always a little alarm system when it came to the dogs barking.
Well, just a quick story that when I went down there last week and they put the dogs out, we were hanging out inside the house. All of a sudden we heard, you know, Dora barks all the time. She's the she's the lab mix. They like to bark. All of a sudden you hear, and I was like, what on earth is that sound? And I go out there and it was her barking. They were barking at a cat that was sunbathing on the concrete, probably not 300, 400 feet away from him. And they were going crazy because there was a cat right there and they couldn't get to it.
So you heard the bark for the first time.
Oh, my goodness.
Then.
That was the first time I had ever heard her bark, and I was just like, what on earth is that sound? So it was just funny to listen
it.
To.
So when you hear her bark, you'll know it's her,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. You know something's wrong if she's barking. Now, there was nothing really wrong. It's just the fact they didn't like the cat that was over there. So and the cat looked at him, then just got up and walked off like, I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah, that's what they do.
All right. Well, Becky, let's go ahead and get started with all the animals out there at the shelter. And let's go ahead and start with the doggos this week.
All right. Well, the three that I'm going to mention, first are, I just think, three wonderful dogs. And they've all three of them been with us for quite a while. Just haven't found the right family. Barbara is a female. She's 3 years old, white, brown, and brindle. She's a pity mix. She's shy. So when people approach her, you know, she kind of backs up. And they don't quite know how to understand her, but it's just that her life hadn't been probably very good before she met us, so she's a little leery. But once she warms up to you, she's a super sweet girl. She's a pretty thing, and she would just be a wonderful pet. And her name was Barbara. Shelby has been with us. Shelby is a spayed female, 5 to 6 years old. She's black and tan, a hound mix. Such a pretty dog and such a good dog. She's very playful. She's friendly. When we take her in and out, the other day I took her out and she beat me to the kennel, and she just took her nose and opened the door and walked right on in. And that's a wonderful thing to have, because some of them decide if they've gotten away from you, it's tag time. We're going to tag. So she's a good girl. Taffy is another special one. She's also spayed. She's about a year old now, black and white. She's a pointer and heeler mix. She kind of looks like a Jersey cow in her coloration. She has a bobtail. She's very playful because she's young, and she's sweet, and I think she's gorgeous. She's just a beautiful dog. Those three really caught my eye when I was at the shelter last, and I felt like, I think I'll speak to them first, so that way I kind of get their names out there. Troop is a neutered male, 2 years old, white and gray, and a pity mix. Needs to be at a home. He needs to be an only child. There's no other cats or dogs. He doesn't play well with others. We have Coop. Coop is a male, a year old, black with some white, about 40 pounds, laid back and loving. And he's very calm. The other dogs are going crazy in the shelter. He just sits and waits. So there again, that's another excellent trait. Ducky is a name that sounds familiar, I'm sure. Ducky's been with us. She's a female, 2 years old, tan and white, about 40 pounds. She's very short in her stature with a long body and different looking dog, but she's a very nice dog, and her beige color is kind of unique. Shiloh is a female, year and a half old, chocolate lab, about 70 pounds. Shiloh's gorgeous. Shiloh's problem is that she is a fence climber, so they weren't able to keep them in the yard that they had. She's up on her rabies shot. She knows commands. She's great on a leash. So she is an excellent dog, just as the fencing didn't work with her. So there's other options out there. Theo is a male, a year and a half old, black, brindle, white, 40 pounds. He's our Dr. Pepper, see, but he is still with us. And just looking for that, you know, come here with a bottle of Dr. Pepper and he's yours. I mean, Theo's a good guy. Bella is a female, about 12 months old, black, brindle, terrier lab mix, about 35 pounds. She's good with other dogs, and she's super sweet. She's a little on the chunky side, and I love it when these dogs are, you know, they do get along with other dogs, because sometimes a lot of people come in, they're looking for a companion for their pet. So Bella would be a good choice. Diggy is a female, about 3 years old, tan white with some long hair, 50 pounds. She's an Aussie Husky mix. She's great with people, but she doesn't do well with other dogs. Patrick is a neutered male, year and a half, black and white. He's a pointer heeler mix. He's kind of hyper and excited, but, you know, he'd be a perfect pet throughout the country if you want to run and play. He's there. Yogi's a big boy. He's about 100 pounds. He's just about a year old. He's white and tan. He's gorgeous. He's playful. He's just a big old puppy. Yogi's gorgeous. He'll be going. People love these large, large dogs, and that's Yogi. But he's gentle. He's a gentle giant. Olivia's a female, a year old, gray, brown, white, about 50 pounds, an Aussie mix. She's super sweet and playful. She did well when she was introduced to other dogs. And Joe is the last on her list. He's about 6 years old, tan, 70 pounds. He's kind of a bodybuilder. He's kind of built. And he's a sweet boy, and he also needs to be an only child. the cats are very few, which, hallelujah, I like it when we don't have very many kitty cats. We have Presley, a female of three. She's black. She just melts. She's, I love this cat. You pick her up and you hold her, and she just melts into you. She's just, she's a cuddle bug. And she, if someone wants a lap kitty, Presley's it. And then we have Britches, who is also a she-spayed female. She's older. She's 10 to 12, white and gray. Her owner passed away. She had adopted us, adopted the cat from us. She passed. No one else in the family were able to take over. So anyway, Britches is back with us, but she's a great cat, and she would only be a $20 deposit or adoption because of her age, and just she's just ready to go home. So that's the animals we have today. We're there every day from 2 to 4 in the afternoons, except for Monday. On the weekends, we're there from 1 to 4. And again, that new telephone number is 620-309-4155. Call or text, and the staff will get back to you as quickly as we can. Better yet, come out and see us. We're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. And it seems to be going to be a nice weekend, so maybe people would like to come out and look around and see what we have. And donations always welcome. Volunteers, we're ready for some volunteers. We had a lovely girl come out from the high school last weekend doing a project for FFA, and I guess she was just phenomenal. So if you've got a young person that needs to do a project for FFA, come talk to Brad at the shelter. We'd be happy to help out.
And it'll be a fun job for the summer as well, yeah, for kids, you know, because you get to hang around the dogs and cats. They, that's something that'll be really fun for the kids to do, if especially if you're really into animals. So that'd be a very fun to do.
Yes, I agree. So
all right.
Anyway, well, it's good talking to you, and we'll, I guess we'll talk for the last time next Thursday.
Absolutely. Right? And Becky, it's definitely been a pleasure, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. And again, we'll talk to you again on next Thursday.
All right, you too. Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you Bye-bye. So much. All right, Bye. That's Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals telling us about the great animals out there at the shelter. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will continue Open Line. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF.